We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're catching up here with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler here, and we'll have him up till a little past 9:40 or so, and then we're going to also hear from the National Weather Service as Severe Weather Awareness Week will be coming up. So really, we're all about public safety here today, informing you here on KMAN. We're going to talk a little bit in this next segment about some promotions, some really nice promotions here for a couple of staff, and I'll let you take the floor here, Director Butler, on that.
Well, a few weeks ago, at the beginning of the month, a 26-year veteran, Captain Tim Hegarty, retired. He was the Investigations Division Commander, and we transferred Captain Aaron Friedline from the Support Division to take his spot. So that created a vacancy in the Support Division. The Support Division is the division that our communications section or dispatchers work out of, our IT function, and also our records function. So I'm pleased to tell you that we promoted Lieutenant Brad Yeager to the rank of captain, and he will start on Monday, March 1st, over in the Support Division. And there'll be some other movement later on, but right now that's the big announcement or movement here is the promotion of, I've had the pleasure of promoting two folks to captain, Captains Greg Steer a couple of months ago, and now Captain Brad Yeager.
When you talk about a couple of real gentlemen there, the outgoing one, Mr. Hegarty. I got a chance to meet him back when we used to do studio interviews here, and he's always just a riot. I loved getting a chat with him, and he didn't seem – he's not that old. What's he going to do here in retirement at such a young age?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly. I can tell you that he's a very talented man, highly educated, very smart guy. He did a lot for this agency during his tenure here. In many, many ways, I'm sorry to see him go, but he has talents that he can use as a consultant, really use any way he wants. And so I'm going to be curious to see exactly what he ends up doing long term, but I just don't know the answer to that question. I just know it is a loss to the department because he has added so much. In fact, he was even our liaison to the Town and Gown group that K-State is also a part of, that where we try to facilitate positive relationships with the university and its students and faculty. So big shoes to fill for sure, but we wish him all the best, and I know he'll be successful with whatever he pursues.
And then, of course, for our listeners, recognize the name Yeager. They should, because that name is really kind of synonymous with law enforcement in the area.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hide that, so I won't try. Brad is one of five boys. His father is a retired lieutenant from the Riley County Police Department. His brother is the sheriff in Pottawatomie County, Sheriff Shane Yeager. He also has a brother named Chad, who is a Kansas State University police sergeant. And he has another brother who is a patrol officer here named Breck Yeager. So four out of the five boys have followed in their father's footsteps. I've heard them joke their other brother, I think, is in the HVAC business. And they kind of joke that he's the smart one. but they're all, I've met all of them. I've talked with all of them. It's a great family, great tradition. Lieutenant Yeager, now soon to be Captain Yeager, really earned this opportunity. But I do want to say I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. I'm really fortunate, and this department is fortunate. We had a lot of really good candidates at the rank of lieutenant. I've been in positions before where it wasn't too hard to select who the next promotee would be. Here, that's not the case. Believe it or not, I mean, I'm happy for our promotees, but it is one of the most difficult and decisions I make. I don't always enjoy it because I know there's good people that aren't being promoted at this time, and that's hard. That's hard for me, and I know it's hard for them.
Yeah. We've got a phone call here from Robert, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Robert.
I'm glad that you're here with us, bringing the ideas in from outside. I noticed they adjusted your wages recently, and you want to remember, though, that that's less than the cost of two patrol vehicles that we lost at Garden Way in less than an hour in the Wildcat flood. And we sure want to look after the 35 of your staff that has recovered from the C-19 with the micro blood clots in the brain or the lungs or the other organs. They continued effects of that C-19 for the rest of the year. Thank you so much for your open department. I'm glad that our radios survived the solar flare that we had this last week. Although I saw a blurb about losing 911 and temporarily, but thank you for being there and looking after everything.
Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate your comments. I always do. You know, the 911 outage, we've had a couple this week that were out from outside the building. They weren't related to any of our equipment here. And we really have an outstanding staff. As many people know, it is a consolidated dispatch, which means it provides all of the emergency services dispatching for the county, for fire, rural fire, EMS, police, some for K-State. So it's really critical that that system be reliable and up and running. And so this, even when it went down, well, there's procedures that were implemented to make sure communications could continue. So we're very fortunate to have this new radio system, and we're continuing to make the most of it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for the call. And, you know, as, while we're talking about staffing here, I remember at the law board meeting, it was mentioned you may be seeking some more help for one of your other captains, Captain Kyle. I know he's got a lot of different pieces that he's kind of involved with there. Is that going to be something that's discussed here in the near future?
Yeah, I believe that's going to be back on the law board agenda in March. The long it's really a long discussion, but I'll condense it a little bit. He is a captain, Captain Kyle, in charge of our administration division. And as a captain, he has more people reporting directly to him than any other captain, and it's by a lot. And so I'm trying to create through in our HR functions more of an HR, a true HR department with an HR manager, and having some of those folks reporting to the HR manager to free up his time from the more line level day-to-day things that really a first line supervisor would normally handle. Captain Kyle works a lot with our legal issues, contracting issues, policy issues with accreditation and our accreditation manager. I really want to free up him more to focus more heavily on those things. That's where his talents lie, and that's what would benefit the department and the citizens more. So, yeah, we're taking a half-time position, and at least for this year, making it full-time to try to help with that, basically with HR functions. And the law board wants it back on the agenda next month so they can take a formal vote on that. And we will be putting that position, that increase from half-time to full-time in the 2022 budget request as well.
Okay, gotcha. Appreciate you clearing that up, because that was kind of a confusing thing at the law board meeting a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
From a reporter standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a little confused. If I tried to explain the whole thing, I would confuse you again, so I'll just stop there.
Yeah, that's fine. The briefing is just fine. Well, I know there's just some other changes out there at the police department. It's more of a visual thing, and that's the new uniforms. Talk a little bit about that and how the department is reacting to them.
Well, you've heard me address this before on your show about a survey I conducted when I came here that covered many issues, but one of them was the police uniform and how uncomfortable it was by the officers. The materials and the style of the uniform were over 40 years old. Fewer manufacturers were making it, And the reason is because styles have changed, materials have changed, and it was just not a very comfortable uniform. So we put a committee together. They came up with some suggestions that I endorsed and took it to the law board, and they endorsed it as well. So now we're a few months behind. There were some manufacturing issues with COVID, but the vast majority of our police officers are now in their new uniforms. And so people will see a dark blue uniform, which is very common in law enforcement. So it can be indistinguishable between other law enforcement agencies. So one of the things we're doing, and those are behind as well, most of the officers are going to be wearing an outer vest, an outer ballistic vest that carries all of their equipment, most of it off of their gun belt or their waist, which is a health issue for many of them. And so on the back of that ballistic vest or that outer vest, we're going to have the acronym RCPD that's going to be in pretty large font, pretty large letters, and will be white, and so it will contrast with the dark blue very well. That way, when we're out and about, since we're not wearing those very distinct light blue pants and shirts, people will be able to tell it's an RCPD officer. So those are running a little bit behind. A few officers have them that we're testing, but more will be coming hopefully by the end of March.
All right. We'll be on the lookout for that. I'm going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a – we got somebody waiting by on the phone line, but well, we need to squeeze this break in first. So we'll do that in just a moment. Here you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.